Dear friends, it's good to have you joining us today. One of the great privileges that I enjoyed as a young Christian in my late teens and early 20s was going to various meetings. After I learned to drive and had a little bit of freedom and liberty and mobility, I was going out to different gospel meetings and hearing some great men of God that have now gone to be with the Lord preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And one of those men was the Reverend Samuel Workman. I remember him conducting a mission in the Christian Workers' Union in Lisburn and coming home from work every night, getting changed and going down to those meetings, captivated, even as a believer, by this fiery, fervent evangelist and his preaching of the gospel. And many, many people throughout the province here in Northern Ireland were converted under the ministry of Sam Workman. Maybe you're one of them, and if you are, you might want to put a little comment just down below. But the Reverend Workman told a story on one occasion of whenever he was a little boy, between his home and his school, there was a blacksmith shop. Sometimes on the way home from school or the way to school, if the door was open and he heard the blacksmith clanging away with his hammer on the anvil against the hot steel, he would stand and watch as he worked and laboured in his shop. One occasion, the blacksmith, as he often would have done, he was making a horseshoe. Wee Sam Workman stood transfixed as he watched the blacksmith taking the hot iron out of the furnace, white hot, going over to his anvil and forming it eventually into a horseshoe, in and out of the furnace several times until at last the horseshoe was almost completed. And he watched that blacksmith handling the hot iron as it turned from white hot to yellow to orange to crimson to cherry red, and then as the colour went out and it was faded to black. And whenever the horseshoe was complete, the blacksmith, with his bare hands, reached for out and took that horseshoe out of the tongs and threw it onto the floor. Sam Workman said he wanted to get a closer look, and so he went over and he lifted the horseshoe with his bare hands, and of course scalded the hands off himself, and his hands were smarting. The blacksmith smiled and lifted the horseshoe again, examined it and set it down. Sam Workman testified that he lifted the horseshoe the second time, this time with his left hand, somehow thinking it must be cool enough now to handle. But again, the second time, his hand was scalded and began to smart. He asked the blacksmith how he could do that, and the old blacksmith just held out his two big hands from behind his apron. And they were rough, and they were calloused, they were like leather. And Sam Workman realized what had happened. Year upon year of working hard labor in the blacksmith shop, his hands had become hard, his hands had become calloused, and he could handle the hot steel without burning himself. And Sam Workman began to realize as he preached in gospel ministry over many years that the same thing can happen to the human heart. Paul, writing to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4, says in verse number 2 about having the conscience seared with a hot iron. And it may be that you're listening today and you're maybe on in years, you've been brought up in the gospel and you've heard the gospel message for decades. And you can look back to a time in your life whenever you heard the word of God proclaimed and the gospel truths declared. You heard about the cross. Maybe there was a tug at your heartstrings. You heard about sin. Your conscience was troubled. You thought about eternity, the potential of going out to meet God unsaved and standing at the great white throne and then being cast alive into hell. You were troubled. You were concerned, your conscience was pricked, it stung, it smarted, it hurt you. But somehow with the passing of years, your heart has become hard. You've hardened your neck. He that being often reproved and hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. The Bible says on four occasions, today, if ye will hear his voice, then harden not your hearts. Don't let your heart become like the blacksmith's hands. Don't sear your conscience, but with honesty and with openness and with sincerity, consider where you stand before the Lord. Think about your past. Consider where you are presently. Think about where you're going, where you will be 100 years from now. And if your conscience is troubled, if there's a tug at your heartstrings to come to Christ, then you come. Don't harden your heart against the call of God. Don't let your conscience be seared, but you respond to the call of God, and you come unto him who offers you life and salvation. May God bless you, and thank you for joining us today.